11th pack of Trumas Mishnah Vav. This halacha, which is nogea to bitul iser. There's halacha that if you have an iser, an arrow is taken to mix it with a lot of hefes and make it mutter. And if you did so, the whole thing becomes awesome. In certain circumstances, the Chacham didn't require to remove the iser completely, because the fact that you leave it behind, as we will see in this Mishnah, your intent is not to mix the iser behetah, it's just too much of a tikha to clean it out completely. So Magura Shapina Rimenachita Shal Truma, you had a silo that had grains of truma in it, and you emptied it out. We do not require the person to go to every to the Bdikas Chometz and take every little grain out of it. He cleans it out the way a normal person would clean out a silo before he puts in the next batch. The noisim will take a chulin, then he's allowed to put a chulin, because once again, once the chulin is in there, the few grains that are left behind are going to be bustled. And this is not considered an act with his, that his intention is to be mevatelus, since he's using it in the normal fashion that he cleans it out as he would normally clean it out before he puts in the heter. So Maisa, one should not ask on the basis of this, that if he has a cup that has a little bit left of his non-kosher food in it, he'll just fill it up with something else. Because over here, the other is to clean it out completely. But if a shayla comes up in such a situation, one should ask a shayla.